Begin transmission.
El hombre que yo amo tiene algo de niña.
That's right, people. Once again, it's 1930 UTC, and it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee as I get out of my car here at Heron Haven. It's raining? No? I don't know. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and we are in the middle of a weather condition most commonly referred to as scattered showers. I was driving over here and it started to rain, and then it rained for all of about 30 seconds, and by the time I got here the rain was over. Okay. So that's weird. And where is here? I said I have arrived here. Where have I arrived? Did I already mention this? I don't even remember. I am, of course, at Heron Haven, because this is a really good time to be here. Oh, it's nice and cool. It's overcast because of the scattered showers. And it's about, 70 degrees, maybe a little bit less. And right now, I'm sneaking up on the bocage, wondering if there's any dudes back here. It smells sweet and yummy. I see mushrooms. But I do not see any dudes. Where's my mutty? Where's my mutty? Haven't seen any mutts in a couple days, have we? Where's the mutts? Oh, but I did see a dude on the way over here. There was a turkey jogging next to the street. He was running by the fence, and I'm hesitating in my speech now because I just found somebody's glasses. And are these legitimate glasses, or are these just stage glasses? These are readers. I'm going to leave them on this log, so that if somebody is going to come back and look for them, they will be able to find them. All right. So anyway, yeah, I saw a turkey, and he was just jogging next to the fence. Heron Haven is bordered on the north side by Old Maple Road and a split rail fence, and so the turkeys are often seen there, and they can just duck right back into the forest whenever they feel like it. Howdy.
Hello.
And so, there's a couple people here. They're all leaving. That's good. Verla is here, and she's working on the butterfly garden. So, you know, in another month or so, when all that stuff is blooming, we'll have tons and tons of butterflies. And that's always fun. I like to take pictures of them. Alright, so, there's a nice cool breeze. Nice. And I thought it was going to be hot today. I'm so glad that it isn't. Now I have a rock in my shoe. That's annoying. So I gotta stop. There we go. I think I'm in... That doesn't seem to help. What's going on here? Oh, I see. The little rock has somehow managed to get in my sock. It is a sock rock. There we go. Seems like the wind is picking up a little bit. But that's okay. Alright, so I have come to the crossroads. What's going on over here? Let's go take a look over here at the land bridge. I don't see any dudes in the sub pond. And I do not see any dudes in the billabong. Okay. Where are all the dudes? there were people here, so they could have spooked all my dudes. But we're gonna go check out here on the Mulhall's property. See if there's any action in the temporary pond. Which, thanks to all the rain we've had in the last few days, actually looks like a pond because it has water in it. And I can see lots of water. And no, wait. Well, there's two geese over there. There's two geese over there, and the weeds that they're standing in are turning yellow, so I can't tell if there's any baby goslings in there or not. There could be. We do know that our gosling family likes to spend time over there, so that could be them. Who knows? I'm noticing a lot of little digging sites, little holes in the ground. It looks like squirrel-sized digs. So apparently squirrels have been digging around here. Now I'm heading up the path that leads to the boardwalk. Oh, and I gotta push all kinds of branches out of my way and duck. Okay, so here's the sub pond. What's going on here? Nothing. Where's my snappers? This is where I stood yesterday when the baby goslings swam by. What was that funny sound? That was kind of weird. Alright, so we might as well head out onto the boardwalk. See what's going on out here. It might be a little bit too windy out here, but we're going to find out. Also, with the threat of impending rain, I should mention that we might have to, you know, abort at some point in time. I can't afford to have this equipment get very wet, to the point where it is destroyed. So if it starts raining, I'll kill the power and take off. Okay, I'm on the boardwalk. I'm over the water. And even though there's like winds aloft, all the water is relatively still, except for where all the fish and the frogs are swimming away from me, and I can see lots of ripples. And there's nothing else going on out here. Where are all the dudes? Nobody knows. There's no dudes out here. Okay, well, this isn't fun. Where are my dudes at? Not around here. Alright, let's go out to the hexagon, which is really 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, a septagon. There's a little platform halfway through the boardwalk. You can see it from the satellite photos of Herrenhaven. Just Google Herrenhaven, Omaha, and you know, go to satellite photos. You can see it. Do 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 do. Yeah, lots of fish and frogs swimming around. I'm heading out to the end of the boardwalk to see if I can see anything else. Because there is no action out here. Are all the animals afraid of the weather? Are they sheltering in place? I think the animals have all decided to seek shelter. So I'm not seeing anything. This isn't good. This doesn't make for interesting radio. I could have just stayed home and rolled dice and generate random numbers. That's funner than this. No, that's not true. I always have fun. I'm always having fun when I'm out here. I'm enjoying the cool air. I just realized it's cooler here than it is in my house. Is my house open? Yeah, the back door is open. I'm gonna have to go home and open all the windows and all the doors. And you know what else I realized we haven't seen in a while? We haven't seen any muskrats in a while, in at least a week. Where's my muskrats? Matis and muskrats. Haven't seen much recently. We're going to have to start checking other places. I love to come here just because the odds of seeing something awesome are so good. But, you know, we might have to go out to OPPD and check to see if there's any Mott's out there. Because I'm thinking that it's about baby marmot time. Nothing's cuter than baby marmots. I don't know the actual word for baby marmots. It might be kits. I don't know what else it would be. Motties? Baby motts are the best. And they're the best because they're super funny. They're super cute. And they like to play. And they like to wrestle and hassle each other and chase each other around and, you know, jump on each other and roll around. Just like any baby animal. They think that's pretty fun. And it's really entertaining to watch. So, oh yeah, and also baby marmots, they're very curious. So, you know, if you see them dive into a hole, move up closer and be very quiet. Because less than a minute later, they'll pop back out and they'll come out and see what's going on and check you out. It happens to me all the time. Well, you know, at least a couple times a year anyway. Because we always find the baby motts. All right, I'm heading into the wall blind now. I'm gonna check to see if anything's going on in the billabong, in the back of the billabong. Do-do-do-do-do. There's nobody there. Nobody's doing anything in the billabong. A couple nights ago, on one of those really windy days, there was a deer standing over there. It was awesome. I think I took a picture of that. Did I even look at those pictures? I don't remember. Sometimes I take pictures, and, you know, if they're not, I know when I take them that they're not going to be, you know, spectacular photographs. And so sometimes I don't bother checking them, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm rounding Frog Harbor here. I don't even see any frogs. No frogs on the logs. Are there any frogs in the water? Yeah, well, there's one. There's two. There's three. There's a few frogs in the water. But not on the logs. I have a feeling all of the dudes are thinking there's going to be a storm. It's a little bit cloudy. It's dark to the south. But it's almost sunny in spots where I am. So I don't know which way the storm is moving. It's either coming towards us or it's going away from us. So who knows? Let's go up here to the turtle reproduction pond and see if anything's going on out here. Yeah. I'm about 10 meters away from the little footbridge. Okay, so what's going on out here then? Well, unsurprisingly, there's nothing happening. Oh, I've seen big ripples. Apparently, frogs and fishies are swimming around. Maybe there's a turtle in there. Everybody likes turtles. I like them. Are these deer tracks? Ah, I found some deer tracks. But I'm gonna come down here to the edge of the turtle reproduction pond. Yeah, there's ripples, frogs and fish darting about. And fishies eating, because it's about, you know, dinner time for fishies. But there's no, oh, there's a birdie. There's some swallows swimming around, flying around. Looks like they're eating bugs and making noise. Chat, 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 chat. Chat, 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 chat. Okay, well, that's nice. All right, so let's go over to the big blind. Maybe we'll... Wait, what was that? I think I heard something. Did I hear something moving in the forest up here? Let's just sort of sneak up here a little bit. Somebody moving back in here? Like some deers? Or maybe a fox? I don't see anything. And I no longer hear anything. What is going on around here? All right. Into the big blind. Okay. Well, now we're finally seeing some dudes. And it looks like the sun is coming out. There's two geese on Goose Island. What is that other weird bird? There's a couple geese over in the delta. All right. This leads me to believe that those geese we saw in the temporary pond were probably our family. Now, what is this other weird bird out here? What? Oh, I think it's a female wood duck. Is there another one? Is there a male behind her? What's going on? No, there's just a single female wood duck sitting on a log between me and Goose Island. And I'm scanning the banks for other action, and there's nothing going on. I don't see any animals whatsoever. There's no turtles on any of the logs. Is it gonna rain? Are we gonna get some more stormage? The possibility exists. It certainly does. Oh, I just saw Big Bluey. He was on... he was in the blind spot. There's a tree down there. He was on the branch, and then he jumped up and flew away, and I could kind of see him, and I think he went over here to the turtle reproduction pond. Let's see. I'm kind of sneaking up on here. I don't want to spook him if he came back out here. Oh, geez, the sun's coming out now. Well, where is he? Maybe he did not come into here. Where's our Big Bluey at? Well, I thought he was around here, but... Where? I don't see him. I wonder if he flew over into the sub-pond or the billabong, because he took that angle. But now I don't... I thought he was coming over here, but no, apparently not. Huh. He must have gone over into the main pond or something. Where's our dude at? All right, so... got bugs. Bugs flying around up my nose and in my face. You know what? I changed my mind. I'm gonna head back and we're gonna take the loop path. Just because if there's something moving around in the loop, I would sure like to run into it and say hi. I would say hello. Hello, dude. My name's Tobe. I'm just some guy walking around looking for dudes. Okay, so I'm on the loop path, working my way up, and everything in here is really overgrown now. It's just green everywhere you look. And the path itself is really, really overgrown. I gotta duck and weave and push the branches of various bushes out of my way. And I'm getting kind of wet doing so, because the water that is on the leaves is now on me. All right. I'm going to try to look down into the ravine here. See if I can spot anything. Yeah, no, forget it. It's nothing but green. And I can't even see more than about 10 feet. Call it 3 meters into the ravine. All right, so continuing on the loop path, I'm sort of at the top of the path, and so many branches to push out of the way, so much water getting dripped on me by drippy plant leaves. I'm just about soaking wet now, and that's fine. All right, I'm at the top of the hill. Where's my dudes? Where's my dudes? Okay, so down the hill path. Uh-oh. This isn't good. There's nettles on the path. I have to dodge nettles now. Yeah, that's good. Dodge, dodge, dodge. I'm winning. I'm still winning. Here we go, and the path clears a little bit now, but I still got a duck. Yeah, here we go. Are we in the clear yet? Yeah, now we are. And we got about 10 more steps, and we'll be back on the main path. Okay, so I'm also scanning all these logs, and there's no action on these logs either. And by log action, I do, of course, mean fungal fun, exciting mushrooms. And I don't see any. Kind of hoping we start to see corals soon. I love coral mushrooms. They're easily one of my favorites. You know, I've never gone so far as to rank my favorite mushrooms. But if I were to do so, I would say the top five, in no particular order, are morels, because they look so crazy, and the coral mushrooms, because they look so crazy. You know, these are all mushrooms that don't have that typical mushroom profile. You know, when you think of a mushroom, you think of, oh, there's a stalk, and then there's a cap. Well, morels don't really look like that. You've seen my morel photos, so you know. Corals don't look like that. You've seen my coral photos, so you know. Other mushrooms in my top five include chocolate tube fungus, various stinkhorns, earth stars for sure. Earth stars don't look like mushrooms either. I don't even know what they look like. How would you describe that shape to anybody? I don't know. And what else? Oh, I don't know. Anything in the Xylaria genus, I suppose. There's just so many cool mushrooms. And the funny thing is some of the coolest mushrooms we don't even have here. Like the mushrooms that glow in the dark. Yes, there are mushrooms that are bioluminescent. And so they give off a funny but dim green, bluish green light. And it's because of these mushrooms that we have the legends of foxfire. And when people see foxfire in the woods, what they are actually seeing are bioluminescent mushrooms. Sure hope I can see some someday. Maybe I'll go somewhere where they have them, and I'll go looking for them. That'd be fun. Mushroom Safari. But yeah, take my word for it. There are a lot of really, really cool mushrooms out there. Just look at some pictures. If you're bored, one of my favorite websites for mushrooms is AmericanMushrooms.com, run by a guy that I correspond with frequently, David Fisher. He's the mushroom guy. Oh, I thought I saw a snake. Nope, just a stick. We should start seeing snakes pretty soon. It's getting to be snake season. And I have seen decent snakes here. Little ribbon snakes, you know, your basic sort of garter snakes that are not very long. But a few years ago, I was walking along the path just up here, and on the side of the path, coming over a log, was a fairly big snake. And he just sat there and he was waiting for me to walk by, and I said, "Hey, I think I'm going to take a picture of you, Mr. Snakey." And I could see him. He was pretty thick. He was about, an inch and a half in diameter. About, 3.5, maybe 4 centimeters in diameter. Now here's some little yellow stuff forming on this log. Don't know what this is. Could be P. citrinus. Who knows? Won't know until it gets a little bit bigger. Yeah, that was right up here. I saw that snake right here. And he was long. He was 4 feet long. Call it a meter and 20 centimeters. Or thereabouts. And I did not know what kind of snake he was. And I took pictures of him. Then I went home and I looked up snakes on the computer. And I discovered that he was, in fact, a fox snake. He was very nice. So yeah, we get some snakes in here. We get some snakes in the Papio Valley in general. I find them in my secret mushroom area. And in a few other places around here. I'm just not seeing much mushrooms. Just that Caprinus up there by the bocage. And I don't even know what kind of Caprinus that was. It was big. Not as big as shaggy manes, but they do kind of look like shaggy manes. But what's... Oh, that's just a bird. That's weird. What's that bird doing down in there in the grass? Hi, Mr. Birdie. All right. So, I'm rounding the dragonfly pond. There's nothing going on in here. And what's under the shed? I don't see anything under the shed, but it smells kind of poopy, which means that there could be a marmot with an active den under there right now. Because remember, marmots dig an extra room in their dens to go potty in. And so sometimes if you're by a marmot hole and it smells very poopy, that means that that den is probably in use. I just heard a marmot whistle. I just heard a marmot whistle. Did you hear that? Where is he? Is he over there in that spot? And of course, we're running out of time. Right as the marmot starts to whistle. You've been listening to the Dubious Marmot Whistling Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what weirdness I get up to. Yes, did you hear that? That fweet? That came from the same spot the last time we were hearing marmot whistles. There's a den over there underneath that bat house. But I gotta go. Time's up. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.